Martha, Martha. You might think that the Lord is shaking his divine head at Martha, but he calls her name twice because that's what God does when he's trying to get our attention. From Mount Moriah, God cried out, "Abraham, Abraham." From the burning bush, God called, "Moses, Moses." From the temple, God called, "Samuel, Samuel." In the upper room, our Lord said, "Simon, Simon." On the road to Damascus, Jesus preached, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" God calls each of us by name with great affection. And he repeats our name twice when he wants to get our attention. Martha, Martha. Jesus says her name twice in the biblical tradition. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Notice that Martha's problem is not that she's busy with all of the household tasks. Her problem is not her wonderful exercise in the virtue of hospitality, which we see exemplified in today's first reading by Abraham and Sarah to their three heavenly visitors. It's a beautiful virtue, that virtue of hospitality. But that's not Martha's problem. Martha is anxious and worried about many things. And who isn't anxious and worried about many things? Having enough money to pay all the bills, getting a job, of so many health concerns, of your children not going to church, of affording your child's college tuition, of grandchildren growing up in today's society. Who isn't worried about corrupt politics and violence and terror in the world? Who isn't anxious and worried about many things? As I was walking along the river this past week, I ran into some of our young people just enjoying and having a wonderful summer night. And I thought to myself, ah, to be a child again, without any worries, without any anxieties. And then I said, but isn't that what Jesus wants from us? Doesn't he want from us a childlike disposition? For Jesus says, unless you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is looking for that total trust and surrender from us, like a child has to his parents. And so how can Martha possibly be anxious and worried with Jesus at the center of her life? That was one of the songs we sang at last night's Mass. Oh Lord, you are the center of my life. That's what Mary sings, but that's not what Martha sings. How can Martha be so anxious and worried with Jesus in her house? The only reason that I should be anxious or worried is if Jesus is not in my life. Then you should be very anxious and worried. But if Jesus is the center of your life, why be anxious and worried? Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are so anxious and worried about so many things. There is need of only one thing. And that is an excellent translation of that passage. There is need of only one thing. But the Latin here is very helpful to me. What it says in Latin is unum est necessarium, which translated literally, and I know it can be translated, there is need for only one thing, but literally unum est necessarium translates as one is necessary. One is necessary. That's what Jesus says to Martha. You are anxious and worried about many things, but one is necessary. Not one thing, but one person. One is necessary. And that's Jesus. You see, Mary found the one that is necessary. Jesus. Mary found the one that is absolutely necessary for salvation. She found Jesus Christ, and that's all she needs. As Bishop Robert Barron would say, if Mary got up from being at the feet of Jesus and went in to help Martha in the kitchen, she is so centered on Jesus that even though she would be exercising many household tasks, she would not be anxious or worried because she found the one who is necessary, and that's Jesus. At Thursday's Mass this past week, we read a very beautiful short gospel from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Just those couple of verses. It's a beautiful gospel. You've heard it before. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so Jesus says, whatever burdens you, whatever worries you, whatever anxieties you have, Jesus says, bring them all to me. Put them on my shoulders. Everything that you're afraid of, everything that worries you, all of your anxieties, all of your burdens, Jesus says, give them to me so that you can be at peace and at rest. Jesus is all that I need. He is the one who is necessary.